dictation. January 30th. Patient Kelly Chenevert, Chenevert. Date of birth 1/26/1963. Kelly Chenevert has been seen in the office for follow up of thyroid cancer. Paragraph. In 2019, she had a thyroidectomy for tall cell variant of papillary cell carcinoma with perithyroidal lymph node metastases. Paragraph. She had postoperative radioiodine therapy with 102.5 millicuries of I-131 with a negative whole body scan in 2020, period. Since then, her thyroglobulin levels have been in a low or undetectable range. Peer paragraph. An ultrasound of her neck in August 2024 had shown a 0.9 by 1.1 centimeter nodule in the right thyroid bed and a 1.3 by 1.0 centimeter nodule in the right thyroid bed, which on a biopsy had shown papillary cell thyroid cancer. Period paragraph. Surgical consultation was obtained, but based on the size of the nodules, resection was thought to be not indicated, and radioiodine therapy was suggested. Per paragraph. Previous scans had, and previous radioiodine scans had suggested the lesion may have been resistant to radioiodine therapy. Per paragraph. Repeat thyroid function tests had been normal with a TSH of 2.4 and free T4 1.10 in January 2024, at which point her thyroglobulin level was less than 1. Period. Paragraph. Impression. Previous metastatic papillary cell carcinoma of the thyroid with recurrence or persistence of a 1.3 centimeter nodule in the right thyroid bed. Per paragraph. A thyroidogen stimulated neck and body scan was ordered but could not be completed because of problems with her getting off work prior to December 31, 2024, and I now understand that, as I am retiring at the end of March, 2025, she has made an appointment to see her original endocrinology practice in early February 2025. Her paragraph. She continues on levothyroxine 0.2 milligrams, 7.5 pills per week at this point, per paragraph, in the dictation.